was war. Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargodevasya dhimahi Piyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhargodevasya Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargodevasya dhimahi Piyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhargodevasya Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargodevasya dhimahi Piyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhargodevasya Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargodevasya dhimahi Piyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhargodevasya Tatsavitu vareniyam Bhargodevasya dhimahi Piyo yona prachodaya.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is something new for a Sunday evening that we're going to try out. It's the meditation show, which pretty much does what it says on the tin. And the man that'll be doing it for us is this man, Andy Sprague from the Sangha House, who is a regular here at Tone FM. Andy, for those that don't know who you are and what you do and what the Sangha House is and provides in Taunton, just tell us a bit about the Sangha House first.
Thanks,
of all.
Thanks, Darren. Yes, well, I'm a meditation teacher and a Tai Chi teacher. My wife and I have set up the Sangha House. Essentially, it's a holistic health centre. So we practice all sorts of things there, Tai Chi, yoga, meditation. It's got a Buddhist basis underneath, but it's not strictly a Buddhist house. So anyone can come. And also we have therapists there doing massage, reflexology and so on.
Okay. So the plan with this, the meditation show, is to play on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock and give you an hour of mindfulness. Andy, just tell us more. What's the plan for the show?
Well, meditation can be many things for many people. But actually, one important aspect of it is just to give you mind space, actually space in your head to relax and to take a look at yourself, actually. We can learn a great deal about ourselves through meditation. And through that, we can learn to let go of stresses and strains in our lives and kind of rebalance ourselves, if you like. So that would be the aim of the show, actually, to help people achieve that space, enjoy a bit of peace and quiet on a Sunday evening in their heads.
And for those that may be out and about or driving around, it's not going to go sending them to sleep or anything like that, is it?
No, absolutely. In fact, meditation, quite often people have a misconception. They think it's about drifting off. But it's not. You are fully present. You are awake. You are in the moment. Yeah. So actually, if you are behind the wheel of your car, it's an excellent opportunity to practice mindfulness, because if there's one place where you need to be fully present, it's at the wheel of your car.
So this, our first episode, what are we going to be focusing on?
Just letting go, actually. Finding that stillness. That's the emphasis. A sense of stillness in our meditation. We move all the time, we think all the time, our hearts are going all the time, the emotions are churning all the time. Actually, what we need to do is develop a sense of stillness so that we can meditate successfully.
Okay, we're going to do the meditation in about 5 minutes. Now, are there any tools for the trade? What sort of thing do we need to get ourselves ready and prepared for in terms of, do we need to find a quiet space? Do we need to find a mat to lie on, or can we just sit down in the chair?
That is a very good question. Most important, you need to be undisturbed. So find a space in your house, turn your phones off, and make sure nobody's going to disturb you. So friends and family, tell them you're out of the picture for a while. Shut the doors. And yes, sitting comfortably. You must be comfortable. Lots of people think they've got to sit in full lotus position. Absolutely not. You must be comfortable. Most important, the spine. You do want an upright spine. It's absolutely right what my mother used to tell me. Andrew, sit up straight, you'll think better. Yes. And lo and behold, when you sit up straight, your mind is clearer. So find yourself a nice, comfortable posture.
And how long will the meditation last, roughly?
It'll last about half an hour.
Excellent. Very much looking forward to this. It's a new experiment for us here at Tone FM. And we'll go into the meditation with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House after this.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to start the meditation now. So just get yourself into that nice, comfortable posture, settling down into the seat. And just make sure that your spine is nice and straight. It's not rigid, so you feel relaxed, but definitely upright. You want to be fully aware, fully present as you do the meditation. Now, the first thing we're going to do is do what's called the body scan. So this will help you arrive in the present moment. You tune into the body, and not in some visual way, you're actually looking at the direct sensations that you're going to feel in the body. As you tune in, you'll find all sorts of different tiny little sensations. That's what you're looking for. Okay, so settling down, close your eyes and have your gaze slightly downcast, as if you're looking slightly below the horizon. This helps to achieve a more concentrated state of mind. Just tune into the room around you. Feel the space. Awareness of perhaps gentle breeze on the skin. And you might hear tiny sounds coming to you from near and far. Just let them come. Don't try and block them out. And we're going to start with the body scan. So take your awareness down into your feet. Feel your feet. Feel everything there. Tiny little tingling on the surface. See if you can actually feel the tendons and the ligaments inside the feet. Don't move them around. Don't wiggle your toes. Just let them settle. Everything settling. Work across the soles of the feet. Feeling everything. And we work up over the heels and up through the ankle bones. Now, as you travel, you'll find there's parts of the body where you can feel lots of sensations and other parts where it's more difficult. But just try to tune in, try to feel as much as you can. Just gently feeling it. And even now you'll find the mind wants to play tricks. It wants to pull you away from where you've got to in the body. Just notice that. Don't get frustrated. Just gently bring the awareness back to wherever you've got to. So we're in the ankles. Just focusing the mind as much as you can on what you can feel there. And then you travel up through the shins and the calf muscles. And as you travel, notice movement. Even though we're sitting still, if you tune in, you'll really feel movement, tiny little micro movements in the body. Just notice those at the moment as they go on, letting everything settle. And we work up into the knees. Now, as you travel through the body, you may find little bits of ache and pain. Don't push it away. It's just another part of your experience. Try to relax into it. Breathe into it. Offer the area a sense of friendship, if you like. Softening. With pain, we tend to tense around it. So try to relax. And we work gently up along the thighs and the hamstrings,
Perhaps you can feel the contact of your clothing here, gently touching the skin. Maybe your hands are resting on the thighs. You can feel them, feel their weight. All the time, any tension you find, just ease it out, let go. And we come up into the sitting bones, sinking into the seat, settling, relaxing. Feel yourself settling. Feel the pull of gravity easing you into the seat. It's amazing when we pay attention how much more we can relax and let go. And as you sink and settle, just allow the head to float up a little as if it's suspended from the head top. And you'll feel the muscles either side of the spine gently easing out, unkinking. So the body is settling down, the spine easing up. And when we do this, notice a sense of freshness come into the mind. We can use that. So we can establish a clear intent for this short time to stay with the practice, telling our mind when it wanders, it's going to gently come back to the meditation. Now, take your awareness inside the stomach and heart area and just see what's going on there. This is the seat of our emotions. You won't find the thoughts here. They're in the head. What you'll find are the raw product of your emotions. Sadness, joy, fear, whatever's going on is sitting there. So take a moment to see what's happening. Don't try to understand. Don't try to judge. Don't try to go into the stories behind the meditation. Just sit with it. Study with interest. It's just part of our experience right now. And remember, as we travel through, keep paying attention to any tiny little movements in the body. And of course, now we can feel movement in the heart. We can feel our emotions. All of this movement when we're sitting still. Gently bring your awareness up into the shoulders. This is where we carry our tension. Feel it and let it melt like butter. Letting go. And let that tension run down the upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. And here you will find an explosion of sensations, thousands of tiny little sparks of energy firing up all the time. There's a whole universe of sensations in your hands and your fingers. Now spend a bit of time here and feel, see what's going on. you really tune in and pay attention, maybe you can feel the bones in the fingers. Perhaps you can feel your fingernails. Really feel, see what's happening. Now come back up to the head. So across the surface of the scalp, tiny little sensations. See what you can pick up. Changes in temperature perhaps across the head. Little bits of tingling. Again, if you really tune in, can you feel your hair follicles? Come into the face. Imagine a compassionate gaze behind the eyes. Gazing out, as if you're looking at something or someone you love. This has a wonderful effect on the face, easing out tension, relaxing the eyes, softening the face, easing out the frown, gentle smile on the lips, smile of compassion. All these tiny little sensations in the body, thousands of them. Bring your awareness of them all together. Plus your emotions sitting in this space. This is your life in its entirety right now. Each moment is precious. So we're going to explore stillness now by using the breath. We're going to celebrate each moment with each breath. We don't modify the breath in any way, shape or form. We just breathe. So breathing gently now, just find where you can most experience the breath. And it might be deep down in the belly, could be the back of the throat, or the tip of the nose where the breath enters and leaves. So just find that spot and just take a moment to experience the breath. Noticing temperature change as it comes and goes. And we're going to use this breath to establish a sense of stillness in ourselves. So what we're going to do is breathing gently. On each out-breath, I want you to hear the word still echo in the mind and settle in the body. So as you breathe out, still. You will find that thoughts come into the mind. Just notice them and let them go. Don't follow their stories. Just come back to the breath. Still. just the breath. Nothing else matters right now. Still. Letting thoughts and emotions fade into the background. Just the breath. Still. Letting go. Still. There's no worry in the breath. There's no fear in the breath. It's just this breath. Still. The breath just gone is just a memory. The breath to come is a plan or an aspiration. The only breath that matters right now is this one. Let go. Still. thoughts pass like clouds in the sky. Pay them no heed, let them go. Still. Letting the mind settle like still waters, a moonlit pond, becoming settled and glass-like. Just the breath, still. Now gently let go of the word. So just focusing all of your mind, all of your awareness on the sensation of the breath. Nothing else matters. Just the breath. Feeling the deep peace and spaciousness of mind. Just the breath. Where is your mind? Focus on the breath. when the mind pulls you away, just bring yourself gently back. Those thoughts can keep till later. Just the breath. Gently relaxing your concentration a little. Bring your awareness back into the room now. Feeling the space around you, a chair supporting you. And just tune in to yourself. Notice how you feel, first of all, physically. Whatever you feel, just notice. Notice how your mind feels. How big is your mind? Does it feel constrained or does it feel spacious? Just notice. And here we can set ourselves a little intent, personal intent, to take this sense of peace and mindfulness out into our evening. Like ripples in a pond, each of us makes a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Thank you.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. And if you have just tuned in and wondered what's going on, we've just had our very first meditation on a brand new show called The Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. Wow. That was an interesting experiment. But you know what? It worked.
Yeah.
I think it worked. The music was great. The way you did the meditation was great. For those that sort of switched on halfway through and thinking, what the hell's going on? Just explain what we've just done.
Well, it was a nice led first meditation focusing on stillness, actually. We've got to develop a sense of stillness in the mind if we're going to be successful with our meditation. So, you know, hopefully people will take that away and actually practice now, because that's what we must do with meditation. It's why they call it a practice.
Now, this is something that you will be able to listen back to online. And as I said, we'll do this every Sunday night from about 9 o'clock. And basically, where the structure of the program will be is before the meditation, Andy and I will have a little bit of a chat about what we're going to go into, because they're all different, aren't they?
They are. There's many different topics. They focus on different aspects of mental behavior. Some focus on developing a sense of balance in our lives to try and get rid of stress and anxiety. Some actually look at some of our negative focuses and try and remove those. Lots of different opportunities to explore the nature of mind, actually.
I think we need to try and move on from the myth that meditation will send you to sleep. In the build-up to this show going out on air, friends and colleagues, when we've mentioned that we're doing this, have inadvertently said, oh, right, you're going to send us to sleep, are you? And my first point to you when we talked about this originally was, well, hang on a minute, if somebody's in their car and they're driving around listening to this, isn't that going to potentially send them to sleep? But
absolutely not. I mean, meditation, you are fully awake. You've got to be fully present in the moment. The mind is aware and alert. And that's why we sit the way we do, with a nice upright spine. It leads to a nice fresh mind. So fully present is the name of the game, actually. Often we're not. You know, our mind wanders. It takes us away from actually what's going on right now. And of course, if you're in your car, you need to be fully awake, fully present.
And the music that we played, that was stunning. That was really, really good stuff. What was that?
Well, it's called Gaia. And actually, we use it a lot in the Sanger House for things like Tai Chi and yoga. It's beautiful for practicing along to.
Okay, well, look, let's leave it there and look forward to seeing you again next Sunday for another one of our meditation shows.
Lovely.
With Andy Spragg from the Sanger House, here and only on Tone FM.